The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another episode of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. Thanks for tuning in to hear about our students and some of the out-of-this-world projects that they're involved in. And last week, we heard about Freeport School District with Cube Satellites and an update. We had them here a couple of years ago talking about this basically in concept, and they're getting closer to reality. And, you know, listen, Freeport is always thinking outside the box, and they present some very unique opportunities for their students. And I always look forward to doing the show with them. Dr. Murray, welcome back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And you know, listen, some of the things that you guys are doing, it's going to be studied for years, Cube Satellites. And talk to us. You got to be beaming with pride with your math and technology department, because like I said, I've been in school boards. I've been on a school board for 18 years, and it's so unique to hear what you guys are doing out there in Freeport. You got to be beaming with pride. You got to have some really good staff that is willing to kind of step out on the edge and engage the client and engage your students on this type of level.
Yeah, I'm absolutely beaming with pride. It's just a thought of it, you know, just a thought of our students having this access, this opportunity to put a small satellite into orbit. Not only put the satellite, but to test, to design, to build, to research, to analyze, as mentioned before, and to launch into orbit. And I think we are, as mentioned before, we are in the beginning or the starting point of a space renaissance. But, you know, the opportunity alone is unmatched. You know, these experiences don't come by too often. So I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad that the school district is recognized for being a part of it. And wherever it leads, you know, I think it'll lead to a good place. So we're looking to just provide opportunities for our students, and we'll continue to provide these opportunities for us.
And the technology chair, Mr. Johnson, are you guys going to have like a big, huge launch party when this thing is finally completed and is put on the rocket? I mean, I could see alumni wanting to come back for this event who have had their hands in it over the last couple of years. Talk to us about what are the plans for the future for this department and its continued collaboration with NASA.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very big event for us. And what I'd like to do is maybe discuss some of the benefits of the CubeSat project and explain how the CubeSat Challenge has really enriched the CTE curriculum here at Freeport High School. And to do that, what I'll do is provide an overview of the CTE programs that we offer at Freeport High School, and then explain how the CubeSat project has actually been integrated into the CTE curriculum.
Sounds great.
So career and technical education, or CTE, plays an important role in developing a more competitive workforce. Technology skills are critical for success in careers. Therefore, as education providers, we have to adapt and create opportunities for applied technical learning to prepare students for 21st century work skills. Now, CTE is really focused on student outcomes, the student outcome-based instructional component. And what I have found by teaching these courses is that the CTE programs that we offer motivate the students, and they get them involved in learning by engaging them in problem-solving activities, like we were doing here with the CubeSat project. They provide hands-on activities that enable them to apply what they've learned. So students work in a collaborative learning setting and are offered opportunities to interact with community members and also potential employers. So at Freeport High School, we currently have three New York State Education Department approved CTE programs. We have one in automotive technology. We have another in drafting and design technology. And the third program is business computer applications. And we have been able to integrate all of these areas into this CubeSat project. So these CTE programs really go beyond the classroom by supplementing academic courses with technical skills and training. And CTE supports graduation and also employability skills. So our CTE programs provide a structured sequence or pathway, which leads to higher paying careers, provides dual enrollment options for colleges, technical and trade schools, And also these programs enhance the academic courses with work experience and life skills. So for example, we provide job shadowing, mentoring, internships, and actual employment opportunities for the students. So that's just a brief overview of the programs that we offer.
It ties it all in together so that when we talk about students graduating college and or career ready, you guys are really living it and doing it there. And, you know, the one thing that I take away from that too, Mr. Johnson, is that it's hooking the kids in early, and they're seeing why it matters, right? It's one thing to learn it from a book, but when you see why it matters and how it applies, listen, there's a reason the CEOs of these aerospace companies are partnering with you guys, because they need the talented workforce for the survivability of their companies going forward. It's a good thing to do, but it's how they also recruit future employees, right?
Absolutely. And we, like I said earlier, we've really been able to tie this project into many different areas in the CTE curriculum. And I could talk a little bit about that if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay, so we have in the drafting and design program, we have students working on the structure design component of the project. I think we talked a little bit about that last time. So students in industrial drafting and computer-aided design classes have created detailed drawings of the CubeSat structure using traditional drafting techniques as well as engineering software programs, for example, AutoCAD and SketchUp. Then what we've done is we've taken these student-created designs and we created actual working prototypes using a 3D printer to create the CubeSat structure itself. So that's one aspect from the design and drafting CTE program. We also have students in our electrical engineering program classes, and they've worked to connect and test the computing, the power, the communication and data storage components that are required for the CubeSat structure to actually function and operate properly. So we have that group involved. We also have a video media production class, which includes a drone unit where students learn to fly a drone and record specialized video content. And in this class, students are working on the launch component of this project, and they're using the drone to fly and test the CubeSat prototypes that we created in the other department. We also have in our business computer applications program, we have students working to create a marketing plan to promote the CubeSat project. And then we also in business have a webpage design class, where the students are creating a CubeSat web page, which we will include details and updates related to the project as it moves forward.
Sounds great. We're going to talk with one of the students now, Freeport High School sophomore, Victor. Victor, first off, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And how cool is it to be a part of this program? I mean, you guys got to be like mini rock stars out there in Freeport, that you're involved with something that's going to be floating around in space. Talk to me about how you first got involved.
Well, first off, thank you for having me. And the feeling is, it's indescribable. It's a feeling of excitement and an honor. You know, not many people get to do this. So I definitely feel like I've received a special opportunity that many others can't. And I'm very grateful for that. I think what introduced me to the CubeSat project and the STEM field in general was a summer course I took in BNL, Brookhaven National Laboratory, with Dr. Biersack. The course was on scientific computing, and that really opened up my eyes and showed me how much I really wanted to get into this field, into the concept of taking a computer and having it do what you need it to do is very interesting, and it shows, it's just a world of possibilities. And I've always been interested in that. As a child, I was always the one who helped my parents, you know, with the computer and everything. Whenever they needed help, they came to me. And I've always loved computers. I've always loved space as well. Space has been with me since a very, very young age.
Yeah. In very layman's terms, what is scientific computing and how is that different from anything else that we would know?
Scientific computing is when we apply computer programming into the science field to be able to collect data and use it for scientific purposes.
So again, you guys are actually part of this project is to measure the temperatures of cities compared to suburban areas. And when we were talking with Gilbert, he was describing some of the variables. So it's a lot of good information. How long have you been involved in this program at Freeport?
Well, I've been, this is my second year. I started as a freshman. It was later in the year. So about a year and a half now, a year and a half, I'd say.
And it's a lot of work, right? It's not just normal school days, school hours. It's kind of like almost a year round of effort, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not. It does not come easy, but the work is very rewarding. You know, not the final product, not just yet, but every single day, every little thing that you do, I personally enjoy it because it's always been something that I like and always something that's been of interest to me.
When we come back from the break, we'll continue our conversations with the students from Freeport and their collaboration and involvement with a project that is only with NASA. It's going to be launched into space. So listen to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. We'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Continuing our conversation with the Freeport School District and their collaboration with NASA for CUBE satellites and how it ties into CTE programming at their school and how the kids just get fully immersed into a real world, real life project that hopes to spark the interest of future scientists and future maybe even astronauts, who knows? But listen, it's a unique opportunity that these kids are experiencing. And before the break, we were talking with Victor about scientific computing. And, you know, you've been involved with the project a little over a year and a half now, Victor. My question for you is, you know, listen, the whole world went on pause almost last March and then schools reopened in September. I would assume, though, with technology the way it is, you guys might have slowed down, but I don't think you actually stopped. Talk to me from your perspective as a student, as a sophomore, right? Because your freshman year was stopped and here you are as a sophomore. It's a little different than what you experienced, you know, K through eight. How has the learning experience been in general with the pandemic for you? And then how have you tackled still forging ahead with this CUBE satellite project in the new hybrid environment, the new environment with all the restrictions? Talk to us about your experiences through the pandemic.
Well, personally, I found it really difficult to stay home and just be locked up, you know, like for most of the day. But the project, the show must go on, you know? So the project, we maintained it. It definitely slowed down. COVID was definitely a barrier, an obstacle along the way. But we maintained contact. We had Zoom meetings discussing the code and what needed to be done and plans. So I think that's a very, we're very grateful for that, to have Zoom and all of these platforms, online platforms that allow us to have remote communication. That's definitely been a big help. Had this happened a few years ago, that probably wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were almost already doing remote learning of some sort with webinars and things before the shutdown. So it was nothing serious or new to you because, again, you know, I remember so well doing the show of when you guys spoke with the person flying over with the International Space Station. And it wasn't Zoom. It wasn't some high tech tool that you use. It was a very old technology with ham radio and connecting from one to the other to up to the space station. So you guys have been keeping it old school, but thinking ahead and still keeping in touch with the new stuff. What are you looking forward to the most when we kind of get back to the new normal? What are you really looking forward to diving into when it's every day of the week back to, you know, grinding it out without a hybrid, without Zoom learning or whatever? What would you say is the number one that you're looking forward to?
First of all, I'd be very excited to have the opportunity to have the entire team working together, hands-on, all of us sitting in the same room, being able to discuss openly and have it flow, have conversations flow, have plans be laid out on the table, clear as day to every person that's on the team. And I feel like once that happens, things are going to skyrocket. Our progress, everything, the plans will take place, everything will be laid out and progress smoothly, but very fast.
Great. Now, I know you're only a sophomore, but listen, you know, senior year is not that far away and time is flying, time is ticking. And you said you've always been attracted to the math and sciences. So, Victor, what's in your future? What do you see you doing yourself a few years from now and after you graduate from Freeport? And I'm assuming you'll come back for the launch party?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
that's going to be a heck of a party, too. I'll tell you, you're going to have a lot of kids. So talk to me about what lies ahead in your future if all goes right.
If all goes right, in my future, I really hope to make it to MIT. MIT has always been in my scope, you know. I've always wanted to make it there. It is perhaps, arguably, the biggest college when it comes to technology and opportunities. And I feel like being a part of this CubeSat project, it's going to look really good. And it's going to set my chances very, very well with making it into MIT.
Awesome. And Ethan, you are the middle schooler from Dodd Middle School, and we spoke with you last week about your involvement and participating in the webinars and talking with some of these big names out there in the industry. Now, you're what grade again, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. So next year you become a freshman. I presume you see yourself staying involved with this department for the rest of your years at Freeport, yes?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Now, talk to me as if I'm a sixth grader and, you know, I'm kind of like, well, maybe an interest, maybe not, you know, maybe I want to do something else other than this, you know, because, you know, it's science or whatever. Tell me why I should get involved with this program when I have the opportunity as a middle schooler. Sell it to me.
Yeah, you should really like get into like any science field just because science is like the future. That's what builds a lot of our things that we do today, and our potential is limited to by our understanding of everything around us. So just getting your foot ready and just going into this at a young age would really help you in the future. As I said, it really helps you. It influences a lot that we do in the future. So it's just more like a idea that we can possibly do more things if you put your foot in first.
Absolutely. You got to dip the toe in the water or just jump in, right? Now, of all the folks that you have participated in speaking to, what person has stood out the most and what about them really, like, you just went, wow, that person is just amazing?
It's definitely Ted Talami. He really showed me, like, how much more I needed to learn about my plans are and what I have to do with this project. Like, you really made me think about like what's my real purpose and what's my ideas. What do I want to get out of this? And that helped me a lot. Especially like he used a lot of metaphors and stuff like that. That really resonated with me. So if I had to attribute anything to it, it would be to him.
Now, for those who don't know who he is, tell us a little bit about who this gentleman is that made such an impression on you.
We had a webinar and he's a part of like a huge name in the STEM industry. He does a lot of things with NASA and, he explained a lot of things in the about business and the STEM field and basically, what we should do and what to think about in the future.
And what was one of the metaphors that really jumped out and just stuck with you?
He was talking about the elevator theory. Like if you had somebody very important and famous and you want to sell your idea, what would you say to them?
Yeah, they call that the elevator pitch, right? You have about a two-minute window on to pitch a project or pitch an idea. And how do you do it in a very succinct manner, the elevator theory? Victor, I'll ask you the same question. Of all the folks that you've come across over the last couple of years, who's really been a standout for you?
Without a doubt, astronaut Scott Tingle. I remember being an eighth grader and coming to the high school, you know, coming on the bus with my teacher, Mr. Capaccio, and, you know, hearing that voice and the fact that that voice was coming from space, it really resonated with me, like how far we've come and how amazing that is. But I think my favorite personal experience was when we did a Zoom with him and presented our project to him, because that was, in a way, it came full circle, and it was one of the most iconic moments in my life. Something I'll never forget. I spoke to an astronaut. I presented to him our ideas, our project, and that's simply something that many people can't say they did.
And what was one of the memorable feedback points that he may have given you during your interaction with him?
Well, he definitely inspired us, and he definitely gave us that push that we were doing something big, we were doing something good, and he acknowledged that. I think that's what really settled with me, that an astronaut, someone who's been in space, acknowledged that our project was something, we were doing something good, and we were doing something big with big people. And I think when he said that, it really sunk in. And so having someone of that, a name that big, having someone say that to me and say that to the team, it's really humbling.
I got to ask you this question, Victor, and I'll ask it of you because you're a little bit old. Dr. Pereira, what's the, and he's probably hating the fact that we're even bringing him out onto the spotlight a little bit, but my brief interaction with this man is like, he is like that nutty professor genius that just comes up with these ideas. What do the students, when they talk about Dr. Pereira, what are some of the things they say about him?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Dr. Pereira is always, he's all over the place. He's always helping out here, making sure this is in place, making sure that's in place. And when I hear the students, I hear practically what you said. In a good way, he's that nutty professor, and he's all over the place. He's making sure everything's ready to go, everything's right, that we know that the team, the students know everything that they need to know in order to have a presentation or have a Zoom webinar.
Yeah, well, he's one of many passionate educators over there in Freeport and what we see typically across Long Island. Victor, Ethan, thank you for joining us and explaining to us your CUBE satellite project and your collaboration and what's going on there at Freeport High School. Mr. Johnson, Dr. Murray, thank you very much. And Dr. Pereira, I know you hate the attention, but again, hats off to you. Job well done. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Tune in each and every week to hear some amazing stories like the ones we just heard from Freeport High School. We'll tune in again next week. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.